P-minus 71. United Nations Headquarters, Manhattan, New York. Since only one of Dortolu Tepe's many pillars had been excavated so far, Jan Geller quickly ran out of images to display in her live TV revelation. She spent a few hyperbolic minutes commentating over the carving, which showed the cable, and devoted most of that time to suggesting, rightly as it went, that the tall race of aliens depicted in the carvings had likely passed their technology to the messengers. The most dangerous leap of logic Jan made, in terms of what it would do for public order, was to suggest that the rest of Dortolu Tepe's pillars had been left in state under meters of Turkish earth, because those in charge of the site knew that what would be revealed by the rest of the carvings would be tremendously unwelcome. Geller went as far as to say that the rest of the carvings would almost certainly show destruction being wreaked upon ancient humans by the visiting aliens, and likely foretold that the supposedly friendly messengers from New Kerguelen were nefariously motivated allies of these tall and intimidating extraterrestrials.
These hostile aliens visited Earth long before Dan McCarthy and William Godfrey sold us out to the messengers, Geller proclaimed in a neutral tone that would have been far more befitting of an objective news report than this kind of overreaching editorializing. Estimates from trusted archaeologists who have laid eyes upon these covered-up discoveries just this morning tell us that the truths laid out at Dortolu Tepe, as the site has been known by secret-keeping insiders, have been out of human sight for some 10,000 years. Given what we know about the messengers and their history of monitoring our planet and our species, it seems certain that, for one reason or another, they didn't want us to discover what our ancestors recorded for our benefit. They didn't want us to know about the other aliens who quite clearly granted them their interspecies communications technology, and perhaps they assisted the McCarthys and Godfreys of the world in discovering this ancient site so that the secret could be kept by humans without the messengers any longer having to keep tabs on the location.
Although Geller spoke with a detached authority in her voice, few who thought deeply about what she was saying believed that she saw any truth in it. The logic barely made sense even via the warped prism through which she was presenting limited elements of the discovery, and Emma McCarthy wouldn't be alone in thinking that Geller was presenting deliberately abstruse theories that she hoped would be so convoluted as to avoid much scrutiny. So crazy it must be true, as some commentators would say and countless viewers were already thinking. The final theory Jan presented before the carvings left the screen was that the messengers had perhaps been recruited as intermediaries by the more fearsome-looking aliens precisely because more human-looking aliens would be far more likely to gain humanity's trust. Quite why gaining anyone's trust would be necessary for an evidently technologically superior race who could have had their way with Earth whenever they so desired, Geller failed to speculate. She was content to simply plant the seed in people's minds that the messengers, who had never looked particularly physically imposing despite their evident power and intelligence, were doing the bidding of a race that undeniably looked a lot more like something from a sci-fi horror movie. Geller herself had no idea that her scattergun approach to spouting unsettling theories had landed close to the truth on one point, that the architects, who she didn't know as such, truly had used the messengers as an intermediary between themselves and humans. That the messengers were just as unwitting in that broader plan as humanity was, one more thing of which she had no idea. And for those in the know, it was one source of great relief that Geller didn't realize just how devious the architects really were. With the images having been analyzed within an inch of their lives, Geller returned to the screen. She wore an angry expression.
This site was discovered weeks ago and has been relentlessly covered up. When I lay blame and responsibility for this on certain shoulders, there is no conjecture. Admittedly, I may be speculating on the precise meaning of these carvings, since without the context of knowing what's on every other pillar, we can't truly know what our ancient ancestors were trying to tell us and warn us about. But I am not speculating for one second in regards to who has kept this from us. The following footage has not been doctored.
The footage that began to air, much to the surprise of those who thought they knew what was coming, had not been found in Masut Demir's Buenos Aires hotel room, Although it did involve Masut, the footage had instead come straight from a corrupt source much closer to the epicenter of this story.
What you can see now, Jan said as the video on every viewer's screen changed, is Billy Kendrick in a Turkish jail cell along with Masut Demir. Demir was managing this site for Kendrick, with both of their salaries and expenses funded throughout by the same man who provided the equipment necessary to scout the site and the specialist machinery necessary to excavate it, a certain Timo Fiori. If you see a pattern emerging here, with members of a certain close-knit group popping up again and again, welcome to the club. The stench of Birchwood and Buenos Aires is all over this, from head to toe. I have bulletproof testimony from Turkish sources that Kendrick and Demir were released from custody following a direct personal intervention by William Godfrey. The dig site at Dordulu Tepe was then abruptly locked down, and it's only thanks to the brave efforts of Valerie Slater and John Cole that I've been able to break this story today. Like the rest of us, they may have been temporarily taken in by Godfrey's claims that he's been acting in the best interests of humanity as a whole, but since he and Dan have left us in the lurch, disappearing with their alien co-conspirators just as Earth needs leadership more than ever, Slater and Cole have bravely broken rank from the ICA's suffocating structure. I applaud them for this, as we all should. Following on from what we have learned thanks to their selfless action, I am today calling for two things. Number one is the immediate reopening of the dig site at Dordulu Tepe. The carvings we will soon see on the unexcavated pillars are messages for all of humanity, left by our ancestors to give us crucial knowledge for their interactions with extraterrestrials. There is quite simply no justification for concealing these truths any longer, and no room for gatekeepers of any kind. Whatever artifacts are lying in wait at Dordulu Tepe are the common heritage of each and every one of us, and no longer can we allow a self-interested elite to work in concert with hostile aliens to keep our history buried. Number two, and more personally, I am openly challenging the secret keepers to step forward and argue their case. To whoever is listening from the inner circle of lies and deception, be it from the Birchwood Snake Pit or the Buenos Aires Lie Factory, I beg you to show your face and tell me I'm wrong. Defend yourselves. Explain yourselves. In the name of all that is holy, show yourselves. Tomorrow night, I am willing to sit down with the Western world's two present leaders, President Slater and Prime Minister Cole, as well as whoever is willing to represent the other standpoint. Emma, this call is for you. Hell, Clark, you stood next to Godfrey in Argentina and you stood up for Leisha the murderer in Birchwood, so I'll gladly take this up with you. Tara, always seen but rarely heard, is unlikely to step up. Dan, protected for so long, the situation of chaos and disorder the world finds itself in is all of your doing. Billy Kendrick or Masut Demir, supposedly driven by discovery, I'd love to ask why you participated in this cover-up. And most of all, Chairman Godfrey. Well, I dare you to show. It doesn't matter that it's not Sunday night, and it doesn't even matter that I'm contracted to blitz. I will sit on a special Focus 2020 panel with Marion de Klerk moderating if that's what it takes to get any of you to sit down, even after the way I was treated on that show last time. I am not doing this for myself. I am doing this for the good of my planet. Tomorrow night, 8 p.m. Stay tuned to Blitz News throughout the day for more analysis and reaction to this incredible developing story, Geller encouraged her viewers. And make sure your schedule is clear for tomorrow night. Even if the other side doesn't show up, I'll be live with Slater and Cole to talk about where humanity goes from here. But one last time for the liars and secret keepers hiding out in Birchwood or Buenos Aires as the world around us crumbles, I beg you, any of you, just be there. Tomorrow, 8 p.m., just be there.